Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. If you are a new listener, I am thrilled to have you here. I'm Laura Adams, a personal finance author, spokesperson, and consumer advocate who's been writing and hosting this show since 2008. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a weekly episode. And if you're a longtime listener, it's great to have you here. I appreciate you downloading each episode. And you know, I cover a wide range of personal and small business financial topics, including building credit, dealing with debt, investing for retirement, buying and selling real estate, paying taxes, having the right insurance, money management strategies, and a whole lot more. If you're ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best way possible and create a richer life, you are in the right place, my friends. I've recently received several questions about paying off credit card debt, so that's what today's show is about. Paying down or completely eliminating credit card debt is a fundamental goal for your financial health, because carrying a balance from month to month comes with high interest, which is a waste of your financial resources. Instead of paying money to credit card companies, it's time to use that money to build wealth for yourself. So I'll answer your questions and review 7 tips to pay off your credit card debt. As always, you'll find the notes for this and every show with any resources that I mention, links, all of that good stuff, and of course, the full archive of podcasts. All of that is in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode 659, which is called How to Pay Off Credit Card Debt Faster. All right, let's get into it. The first way to pay off credit card debt faster is a pretty obvious one. Number one is stop making new card charges. And while that may seem obvious, I think for a lot of people, making card charges becomes habitual. It's very routine. And if you are carrying card balances from month to month, you got to realize what it's costing you. As interest accrues, it can double or even triple the original cost of a charged item, depending on how long it takes you to pay it off. So the first step of improving any area of your life is to acknowledge what you're doing wrong. It's to acknowledge your mistakes. And financing a lifestyle that you can't afford using a credit card is a big mistake. So stop making new charges until you take control of your cards and you get to a point where you can use them responsibly by paying them off in full every month. Yes, reining in your credit card spending will probably require sacrifices. So maybe you'll consider ways to earn extra income, such as starting a side gig, finding a better paying job, or maybe like selling your unused stuff and you using that money to pay off your debt. Also, look for ways to cut costs by downsizing your home, maybe downsizing your vehicle or going from multiple vehicles to one vehicle, downsizing your memberships or eliminating them, or just cutting any unnecessary expenses. The second tip for getting out of credit card debt faster is to consider the big financial picture. Before you decide to pay off your credit card debt aggressively, I would encourage you to look at the big picture of your financial life. Consider any other debts or obligations that maybe should be prioritized, such as a tax delinquency, a legal judgment, unpaid child support. These are all very serious delinquencies that should take priority over credit card debt. Now, if you don't have any of those sort of serious things hanging over you, the next debts to pay off are those that are already in default or maybe have been turned over to a collection agency already. You want to tackle those before the credit card debt. So assuming that you don't have any serious debts or any debts in default, then you want to focus your attention on your emergency fund or maybe your lack of an emergency fund. I recommend maintaining a minimum of 6 months' worth of your living expenses on hand. And in many cases, not having a cash reserve is the reason why people get into credit card debt in the first place. Now, you may think that saving 6 months of emergency money is too much. Well, start with 1 month. Just start small. Start with a couple $100. Start with $500. Build it up to $1,000. Get in the habit of building that emergency fund. Otherwise, it's likely that you will continue getting into credit card debt in the future. The next step is make more than the minimum payment. Many people who can pay more than their monthly minimum card payment don't do it. The problem is that the minimums go mostly toward interest and they don't reduce your balance significantly. Let me give you an example. Let's assume your card charges 15% APR and you've got a $5,000 balance. And let's say you never make another purchase on the card. If your minimum payment is 4% of your card balance, it would take you 10 and a half years to pay it off. And here's the worst part, you would have paid almost $2,400 in interest. So always pay more than the minimum payment. Even if you can only pay just, you know, $5 or $10 more, it's going to pay off for you. Tip number four, target debts with the highest interest rates first. So I would encourage you right now, or maybe right after you listen to this show, make a list of all your debts, including credit cards, lines of credit, any loans that you've got, personal loans, student loans, get it all down. Include the balances that you owe and the interest rates charged. Then I want you to rank your liabilities in order of highest to lowest interest rate. Remember that the higher a debt's interest rate, the more it costs you in interest per dollar of debt. So getting rid of the highest interest debts first saves you the most. Then you can use the savings to pay more on your next highest interest debt and so on. If you've got several credit cards, evaluate them the same way. Just tackle them in order of highest to lowest interest rate, and that's going to give you the most bang for your buck. And if a credit card is not the most expensive debt you have, you want to make it a lower priority. In general, debts that come with a tax deduction, such as mortgages, home equity lines of credit, and student loans, should always be paid off last. Not only do those types of debts have relatively low interest rates, but when some or all of the interest is tax deductible, they cost you even less on an after-tax basis. So never put a mortgage or a student loan, you know, ahead of a credit card debt. Always get that credit card debt paid off first. I'm assuming it's going to be higher than these other types of debt. So again, evaluate your debts in order of highest to lowest interest rate and tackle the highest interest rate debts first. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
there's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Tip number 5, use your assets to pay off cards. If you have assets, such as savings in the bank and non-retirement investments that you could use to pay down high-interest credit cards, it may make sense. Just remember that you still need a healthy cash reserve, as I mentioned, such as 6 months' worth of living expenses or some amount of living expenses on hand, working up to that six-month level. If you don't have any or you don't have enough emergency money saved, do not dip into your savings to pay off credit card debt. Also, consider what you could sell, as I mentioned, any unused sporting goods, jewelry, or a vehicle that could help you raise cash to increase your financial cushion. Tip number 6, consider using a balance transfer credit card. If you can't pay off credit card debt using existing assets, consider optimizing it. This is a strategy where you move debt from higher to lower interest options. Now, this doesn't make your debt disappear, but it does reduce the amount of interest you have to pay. Using a balance transfer credit card is a common way to optimize debt temporarily. You receive a promotional offer during a set period if you move debt to the account. So by transferring higher interest debt to, let's say, a low interest promotional card or a zero interest transfer card, you save money, and then you can use that savings to pay down the balance faster. And our final tip, number 7, consolidate your high rate balances. And this is where we're going to cover a couple of questions. I received a question from Sarah F., who says, I love your podcast and turn to it for a lot of my financial questions. I have credit card debt and I'm wondering if it's a good idea to get a personal loan to pay it down, or is that a scam? And Rachel K. says, I love listening to your podcasts and am focused on becoming more financially fit this year. I have a couple of credit cards with high interest rates. Would it be wise for me to consolidate them to a lower interest rate? If so, will it hurt my credit? Thank you, Sarah and Rachel, for your questions. So consolidating credit card debt using a personal loan is not a scam. It is definitely a legitimate way to shift your debt from a higher rate account to a lower interest rate account. And having an additional loan added to your credit history actually helps you build credit if you make the payments on time. It also works in your favor by reducing your credit utilization ratio when you reduce your overall credit card debt. So if you qualify for a low-rate personal loan, here are some benefits that you get from doing a debt consolidation. You cut your interest expense, which is the whole reason for doing it, and you get a fixed rate and term. So it might be 6% APR for 60 months with payments of $600 a month, for instance. So getting that fixed rate and term will help you sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel and have a very structured way to pay off that debt. And it consolidates everything into one account. So you just have one monthly debt payment. And as I mentioned, it can also help you build credit when you have an additional credit account in your credit history. Now, a couple of downsides of using a personal loan to consolidate debt include being tempted to continue making credit card charges. So you've got to make a real commitment to get rid of that debt once and for all. And another downside is potentially higher monthly loan payments compared to the minimum credit card payments that you were used to seeing.
While it may seem counterintuitive to use new debt to get out of old debt, it all comes down to the interest rate that you're charged. Depending on the terms that you're offered, using a personal loan can be an excellent way to reduce interest and get out of debt faster. Now, one thing I want to make clear is that credit cards are terrific. I have many credit cards. I use them daily, and they come with loads of benefits like purchase protection, convenience, and rewards. They're also very powerful tools for building credit when used responsibly. The trick is that you've got to use them in a way that you can pay them off every month. You can only charge amounts that you know you can afford to pay off. So if using credit cards and maintaining good credit is one of your goals, I recommend that you keep a paid-off credit card open instead of canceling it. To maintain or improve your credit, you've got to have credit open in your name and then use those accounts regularly. Making small purchases on a card from time to time that you pay off in full and on time is enough to add positive information to your credit reports and boost your scores. You don't need to carry a balance from month to month or pay any interest on a credit card to build excellent credit. So again, let me review the 7 ways to pay off credit card debt. Number 1, stop making new card charges. Number 2, consider your big financial picture. Number 3, make more than the minimum card payment. Number 4, target debts with the highest interest rates first. Number 5, use your assets to pay off cards. Number 6, consider using a balance transfer card. And number 7, consolidate your high rate balances. If you've been thinking a lot about your credit card debt and you're just really ready to take control of it, I want to let you know that my best-selling and super affordable online class, which is called Get Out of Debt Fast, A Proven Plan to Stay Debt-Free Forever, is deeply discounted right now. It's $12.99 for a limited time, and I don't want you to miss this savings opportunity. To learn more, simply send me a text message. Text the phrase debt course, DEBTCOURSE, to the number 33444, and I'll send you an email with a link to the sign-up page where you can get this really super affordable price. You'll come away with a clear debt reduction plan to eliminate credit cards, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any debt that you owe, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. You simply will not get different results with your money if you don't take different actions. So I hope you'll check it out, and I hope to see you in class. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, take a moment to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.